And here's our first news story for this hour. Deckerville Community Schools Board of Education handled routine finances, staffing, and policy updates during its November 24th, 2025 meeting. The board approved payment of bills from four accounts, including $172,953.89 from the general fund, $2,840.17 from the athletic fund, and $18,207.43 from the student school activity fund. And finally, $19,992.58 from the food service fund. And also reviewed October 2025 prompt pay expenditures. The board added to its winter coaching roster by hiring Scott Gobi as ninth grade boys basketball coach, with Neil Kinath as an assistant volunteer, and naming Michelle as a volunteer assistant for varsity girls basketball. Trustees conducted a first reading of updated NEOLA non-discrimination policies 1422, 3122, and 4122, and signed off on technical edits to policies 1623, 2260, 2260.01, 3123, and 4123 related to equal educational opportunity and disability protections. Ben Smith, the current social studies teacher at Deckerville High School, was appointed interim athletic director through the end of the 2025-26 school year. The board also adopted a 31AA Resolution D to opt in for State Section 31AA School Safety and Mental Health Funding, with the action remaining subject to possible future rescission under evolving state guidance. And also in Deckerville Community School Districts of Education approved some key matters. The board approved having Ben Smith to serve as interim athletic director to the end of 2025-26 school year. The board approved Scott Gobi as the ninth grade boys basketball coach. And the assistant volunteer will be Neil Kinath. In other matters, the board approved the first reading of the three NEOLA policies. They also approved some technical changes to five existing NEOLA policies. NEOLA is an acronym for New Educational Opportunities for Learning and Achievement. NEOLA provides school districts with the complete service for developing and adding board bylaws and policies, administrative guidelines, procedures, forms, staff handbooks, and student handbooks in an electronic and printed format. And Huron County Board of Commissions approved some purchases during today's November 25th meeting. Approval was given to purchase a workstation for the Friend of the Court's office from Thumb Office Supply for $6,395. Of that cost, $2,622 will be taken from the Public Improvements Fund, and with $3,733 from the Friend of the Court Fund. Approval was given to purchase a new vehicle from Thompson Chevrolet for $30,117 for the Sheriff's Department. Commissioners also approved Burkhardt Plumbing and Heating to convert one of the drinking fountains in the county building to have a bottle filling station at a cost of $2,944, and to hire Dan Brown as a seasonal part-time attendant at the ice area at the rate of $15 per hour. He will start his duties immediately. And in our national news, a Utah woman who vanished for more than 2 weeks after attending a beach bonfire near Santa Cruz, California, has been found safe, with the county sheriff's office confirming her discovery and family members expressing relief while investigators continue to piece together how she survived and where she stayed during the disappearance. And in our international news, South African police say they are investigating allegations that a daughter of former President Jacob Zuma helped lure 17 men into fighting in Russia's war in Ukraine without their informed consent, a case that has sparked public debate over recruitment practices and South Africa's stance on the conflict. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Linda Luella Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Saturday, November 22, 2025, at Courtney Manor while under hospice care after a courageous 8.5-year battle with her friend, best friend, Diane, lovingly by her side. Linda was born December 2, 1953. Linda is survived by her mother, siblings, sister-in-law, special friends, and many nieces and nephews. The family wishes to extend heartfelt thanks to all friends and loved ones for their support, prayers, and kindness. A special thank you to the staff of Courtney Manor for their compassion and care. May her memory be eternal. Funeral service will be held Monday, December 1st, 2025 at Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the family's discretionary fund, care of Robert Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Caro. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.